Any of you kindly been challenged a little bit? Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit is to convict us of our wrongdoing. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is to convict us, is to teach us. One of the things that we try to do in this week is we try to get you to understand. If you can begin to understand the life of the Lord Jesus, then you can make the right decisions when you're thrust into areas of turmoil, trial, when you're thrust into areas of temptation, you can make the right decisions. If the Holy Spirit is not being taught, if the words of the Lord Jesus are not being taught, there's no way you can ever make a right decision. Jesus says that we are unconscious. Or he says it like this, blind leading the blind. So what we want you to do this week is to wake up. A person that is awake is a person that can make the right decision in the areas of trials and temptations. I'm going to comment on some things this morning that I've never commented on before. And the reason I'm going to do that is I got a letter from one of the people here, and I'm going to read it because there's not a name to it. If there was a name on it, I would be sensitive to the person that wrote it, and I would probably not even share what he wrote. But he's asked specifically for me to make comments in an area that I've commented on it several times, but let me read the letter. Your message is truth, and the truth I have also come to know. Many people here are being stretched as I am. Could you please include a homosexual person in one of your examples of God's creation? In this day of tremendous fear and hatred of this group, I believe it would help to hear that they too are created by God. I am gay. And it has taken many years to believe that God created me this way for His purpose. And it has since been revealed to me as truth. If you do not agree with this, I would appreciate hearing your views as well. Now this individual person, I don't know who they are because it says, thank you, a child of God. And truly, a homosexual is a child of God. And I'm going to give you, according to what I've read here, he has asked for specific for me to give my view. And that's all I can give. I can give my view. Seventeen years ago, when I began to desire to know God more than I desired family, more than I desired money, more than I desired a position of honor that I had created for myself in this world, as I began to desire to know God, my parish priest said, "Charlie, you need the Holy Spirit. The Lord and the giver of life. The Lord and the giver of truth." The Holy Spirit of God is the giver of truth. Amen. And according to the very teachings of our church, we believe that this is our life. This is the story of my life. From the beginning to the end, this reveals my life to me. In the beginning, in Genesis, I was created in the likeness and the image of God. God is the one that created me, and my life began. And I can go through the old covenant and be introduced to the law. Thou shalt not. And as we go through the law, we know that the law was given to show us that we were sinners. The reason for the old covenant, God shown us the law so that you and I would be condemned. The law condemns. It judges. We also know that in the new covenant, that when the Lord Jesus Christ came, He brought a new covenant. He did not do away with the law. He fulfilled it. And the way He fulfilled it is He entered into an act of obedience. Listen to this carefully, folks, because this is the only way I know how to explain anything. My views can no longer be Charlie Osmond's views. They have to be views of the Lord Jesus. They cannot be my views. That Jesus revealed obedience to the Word of God, and in that we would fulfill the law. The law would be something that you would desire to do, not be fearful of doing. That the law was given, and Jesus said not one letter of the law would ever go away. It would be easier for heaven to go away and the earth to go away than one letter of the law. In this letter, as I read my life in here, as I discover my life in Scripture, the Scriptures were given by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is to convict us and to change us. My dear brothers and sisters, Scripture says that God gave me a free will. I have a free will to choose. Every one of you in here has a free will. We are born with a free will. I can choose whatever I want to choose, or I can deny whatever I want to deny. You understand that? If you are born a homosexual, then you have no free will. You understand that? If you are born one, there is no free will. You do not have a choice, and God does not create us without choice. We all have a choice. You can choose. These are some of the things that I've discovered about homosexuality. One of the very first things I discovered was that Jesus said in the very beginning of Genesis that he created man and woman that they may multiply, that they may bring forth life on this earth. I can tell every one of you here that homosexuality denies that right. It denies God the ability to produce life. For man to lust after man, it becomes one flesh desiring the same sex or the same flesh, and in that there is no life. There is not even satisfaction in the act. Homosexuals are never satisfied. If they could, they could have one homosexual act, and it would be enough to last them the rest of their life. But the desire, the burning lust of one flesh desiring the same flesh is an insatiable appetite. It is a lustful appetite that you have the power to say no to. You have the ability. You have the Holy Spirit of God to say no. God created us to multiply. Folks, that's one of the reasons that I'm totally convinced people that use condoms are in the same category as homosexuals. They're denying God the right to produce. And it's a total selfish act, and out of that act, great fear comes. Listen to this. Could you please include a homosexual person as your example of God's creation? In this day of tremendous fear and hatred, that the act of homosexuality creates tremendous fear, not only in the person involved in the act, but it could be, it for some reason or other, it creates tremendous fear in the community. And it also creates tremendous hatred. Now, folks, neither one of these spirits are of God. Fear and hatred are not from God. They are from the fallen angel Lucifer that perverts God. Perverts it. We are no longer controlled by fear or hatred. Amen. Perfect, listen to this, perfect obedience, perfect love, perfect patience, perfect kindness cast out all fear. Let me say something else about homosexuality, because you know, I'm just a layman up here that's filled with the Holy Spirit, and what I may say right now, what I'm saying, you may not agree with it all, but that's okay. The only thing that I know that in me, I've got a free will, I can choose, and I can choose to do or not to do, regardless of the lust that's in me. And folks, believe me, you're looking at one lustful dude. Folks, you can look at me and tell, look how fat I am. That's a sign of lust. Y'all know that? And I'm convinced that is something that's given to us to where we can respond to God's call to produce. I'm not saying that is a bad spirit. If we didn't have that, there would be no attraction between man and woman at all. But now I want you to listen to some of the reasons that I think that homosexuality is such at a peak in this nation today. We're trying to justify it every way we can. We're trying to justify it. Let me say this one more time so that you get a handle on it. God gave us a free will, and I have the right to choose, and if I'm born with a spirit that I cannot control, that does not give me a free will. You understand what I'm saying? Are you listening to what I'm saying? Folks, I'm going to tell you today, I lust after women like I did when I was 12 years old. It is no different at all. Y'all know that, don't you? Y'all have the same problem? You women lust after men? You do, don't you? What? But you see, the Holy Spirit in us gives us we have a spirit of control. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of self-control. It is not out of control. Homosexual spirit is out of control. Never satisfied. And the only reason I know this, I've talked to a lot of homosexuals. I never knew I'd give a class on it or talk on it. But I've been purposely asked to do this. And I've asked homosexuals, have you ever been satisfied? Well, heterosexuals, has sex ever satisfied you? It hasn't. Now, do I have a free will to deny myself that? I surely do. Now, it's not going to say that I'm not going to suffer. And I do. But I have the power to deny. I can say, no, I'm not. I'm just, okay, Holy Spirit, I know I'm not supposed to get involved in that. And I'm not going to get involved in that. I'm just not going to do it. That's my free will. In my dialogue with homosexuals, one of the things that I'm come to realize that a homosexual act is the height of rebellion. It's a rebellious spirit. And when I say a rebellious spirit, it hears the truth but refuses to yield to the truth. Now, in this letter, it said that for many years, it has taken many years to believe that God created me this way for a purpose. I'm going to tell you, God did not create men to be homosexual. He said, it is an unnatural act. It is not natural because it does not produce. If it produced anything other than fear and hatred, if it could produce love and compassion, it doesn't. It creates division. It divides. Anything that divides is not from God. Anything that doesn't multiply is not from God. God is always creating, and He always creates through His people. And if we refuse to allow Him to create through us, then what good are we? What purpose do we serve? Just to satisfy the flesh? Just to yield to the flesh? Folks, the flesh has nothing to offer according to Scripture. The only thing the flesh is good for is to be a tent that carries the Holy Spirit that does the work of God. And every one of you here can make the decision. You've got a free will to make a decision to follow God. Now, it's not easy, and there is suffering that you will subject yourself to, but it's the greater life. It is the greater call. Now, I want you to know I'm not condemning homosexuals. I'm not. I love them. I do. I suffer with them. I know the pain that they're in. I counsel them in their pain. And also try to help them to realize that if they can change their mind, if they can metanoia, if they can take the attitude of the Holy Spirit, if they can take the attitude of God and begin to deny this spirit of lust that draws them to the same sex, that they too can be free, folks. Homosexuality, they are not free. They're trapped. It is unnatural to be trapped in lust of the same sex. It is unnatural. God came to show us what it is to be natural, a normal human being. Jesus was totally human, and he demonstrated to us what it is to be human. And he demonstrated obedience, even unto death. He denied the desires of his flesh, even unto death. Father, forgive me, they don't know what they're doing. Do y'all understand this? In my thoughts about this, and I don't know why I would think like this, but I do not believe that the actual homosexual act between two men or a lesbian act between two women, I do not believe that the act is what creates AIDS. I believe that the fear and the hatred and the rebellion and the lust and the desire, and I don't understand that. I'm in an area right now. I have never been involved with the homosexual spirit. See, I'm talking now out of just the lust that I have in myself for things. So that lust has got to be somewhere close, but I am convinced that in the unnatural act of that, the rebellion, the hatred, the fear, all of those spiritual forces that are caused through this act is the thing that destroys the wonderful system that God's given us. You ever know? You remember when I came in here Monday and I said I had high blood pressure in this arm? You know what was causing it? It was from stress. And the stress, the flesh is only capable of doing so much. And when you push it beyond its natural limits, folks, things begin to happen. I mean, it just begins to happen just as much so as an unnatural act of homosexuality. When you push your flesh beyond the natural ability, it begins to crumble. It's like running a car without oil. The motor seizes and burns up. You understand what I'm saying? And I had just pushed myself far beyond what I should be doing. And it took that to show me, Charlie, change your mind. Stop it. You know, today I've got my blood pressure's back to normal and I've only had 4 days off. It's just back to normal. I went to sleep yesterday at 1 o'clock, woke up at four, went back to sleep at 5, woke up at 8. Got up, went to bed, and woke up this morning at 5. And I just, you know, it was the body had gotten to a point of exhaustion, and it begins to deteriorate rapidly because of this wonderful mechanism that God's created in us. If we are not loving, if we're not in obedience to the Word, if the Holy Spirit is not convicting me of the things that I'm doing wrong, folks, you just crumble and fall. Homosexuality is not the problem. It's not. It's the fruit of the problem. The problem is resentment. The problem is hatred. The problem is disobedience. I refuse to acknowledge God in his ways, I will acknowledge God in my ways. Listen to the letter. I am gay, and it has taken me many years to believe that God created me this way. If you're listening to me this morning, God did not create you a homosexual. He created you with the free will to choose. You can choose yea or nay. Now, I know that we burn with lust and desire, but you have a free will to choose not to allow yourself to be involved with those desires. You just have a free will. Amen? You've got to understand that. God did not create us rebels. He didn't. God created us good. It said in the beginning, what he made was good. I'm convinced we have to pervert ourselves. And the way we do it is through the systems of the world, through this desire and the lust of the world. And I'll just give you a few pointers here. Can you imagine the attitude that we have towards things? We save up things. We store up things. You know, that comes from a selfish nature. It's a lust, a desire to hold on to things. And we pack our houses full. We pack our garages full. Our banks are full. Everything is full. And when we have satisfied that desire of the flesh, and the flesh desires more, I mean, what else can we give it? And we've created that atmosphere in this United States, and I'm convinced that's the reason that the homosexual explosion is on. Our desires have been met with the things of the world. Now we're desiring more, bigger, and more damning things. Jesus said, don't store up for yourself treasures. Don't go out and blame homosexuals for being homosexuals. We've created them. You and I have created them. What we've got to do now is tell them that they've got a free will. They can stop anytime they want to. They can stop anytime they want to. It's a decision. I made a decision to follow Jesus. It is not easy. In making that decision, I've had to give up. I was never able to discover God through what I had. Folks, you'll never discover God through the things that you have. You will never get smart enough to discover God. God is only given through revelation, and if you're not willing to live His Word, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, revelation can never come. And all you do is to seduce yourself in your own mind. God is a decision. It's not a feeling or an emotion. It's not a lust. Folks, it's nothing to do with this flesh. God is spirit. His words are spirit. And when you begin to act on His words by a demand and a command that you have in this free will, God will reveal Himself. You will never educate yourself into this. You can't study enough books to get into this. You love your enemy. You do good to those that hate you. Give to anyone that asks. It's the greatest thing you can do is to begin to give to anyone that asks. I'm convinced it would leave and relieve us of a lot of selfish, arrogant, egotistical attitudes that create all kind of disasters. I'm convinced that us saving up stuff has created abortion. A little girl gets pregnant, and her family has got everything, and they ain't giving her nothing. Get out, and don't come back pregnant. I've got a little granddaughter right today that was salvaged in one of those situations. Her mother kicked her out of the house. I took her to my house to live. She lived with me 4 years and married my youngest son. We don't know who the daddy of the baby is other than God. What a wonderful child. Produce. Be productive. The Word of God produces. It is not neutered. It's not been spayed. It produces. Amen. I don't really want to go into this any farther, because I think anything farther would just kind of confuse the situation.